So let's review. Zakti Mishnah. Kohan Eskola Nitlin, Divi Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says that all those who were stoned, their bodies must be hung. V'chacham maimim enoi nitla, ela hamagadif o'ibad avodah zarah. The Chacham disagree and say that only a blasphemer or an idol worshipper are hung, but all other niskolin are not hung. The Gemara explains that this machlekes is based on the general machlekes and how to interpret a pasuk that includes a klal, a general word, and a prat, a detail of that word. Rabbi Eliezer darish ribuye umeyute. Rabbi Eliezer holds the prat only minimizes the klal, but other details that are similar to the prat are included. Rabbanan darshi klal yuprati. The Rabbanan hold the prat clarifies the klal, and all other details are not included. In our case, in the first pasuk we have a klal. V'chiyeh v'ish chet mishpat moves v'humas v'salisa oisoy al eitz. The words v'humas v'salisa are a klal, which include all those that get misa. Any one of the dalad misas are to be hung. While in the next pasuk we have a prat. Ki kilalas elokim toloi. The word kilalas is a prat which includes only a makalel, one who blasphemes Hashem, but excludes all others. Now, Rabbi Eliezer darish ribuye umayute, I have mekarvi lahadodi, loy have marbinon ela avoides koichovim de domi la bechol mili. If the klal prat were close together in one pasuk, the klal would expand the prat in a very limited way and include only other pratim such as avoides zara that are completely similar to makalel and to both koifer beikar, deny Hashem, but would not include pratim such as shar neskolin that are only partially similar to makalel and that they are neskolin but are not completely similar because they're not koifer beikar. Hashto de merachki mehadodi ahani liribuye shar neskolin. But now that the klal and prat are in different psukim, the klal expands the prat more broadly and includes even pratim that are only partially similar, so that all niskolin are also included in the prat, and only those who receive other misis are excluded from the prat. Rabbanan darshi klal yuprati. Therefore, ihavu mekarvi lahadadi, amrinan ein bechlal el mashi befrat, hani in midi achrin aloi. If the klal and prat were close together in one pasuk, the prat would clarify and limit the klal completely to only the actual prat, so that only makalel is included in the prat, but all other pratim, even avodah zarah, are excluded from the prat. Hashta de merachki mehadodi ahani lirebuye avodes kechavim de dami lei bechol mili. But now that the klal and prat are in different psukim, the klal expands the prat in a very limited way and includes only other pratim that are completely similar to makalel, and only avodah zarah, who is also koifer be'ikr, is included in the prat, but shar niskolim, who are not koifer be'ikr, and certainly shar mises, are excluded from the prat. The Mishnah proceeds with the second machlekes. Ha'ish toilenoi soy ponov klape ha'om, v'ha'ish ha'poneh klape ha'etz, divi Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says a man is hung facing the public, while a woman is hung facing the post. V'achacham ha'imrim, ha'ish nitla ve'ein ha'isha nitlas. The Chachamim disagree and say that only a man is hung, but a woman is not hung at all. Amar lahem Rabbi Eliezer, v'halayshim ben Shatach, tala noshim ba'ashkelon. Rabbi Eliezer brought a proof that Ha'isha Nitlis from Shimon ben Shatach, who hung women with that practiced kishuf, sorcery, in the city of Ashkelon. The Chachamim, however, say that this is not a proof, because Shmoinim noshim tala, v'ein donin shnayim b'yoyim echad. Shimon ben Shatach hung 80 women in one day, even though the halacha is that a bezdin may not sentence to death two people in one day. Therefore, we must say that Shah hutzrichu l'kach, shahaya b'nois Yisrael putzeis b'chshafim, v'asa siyog l'shah v'talon l'fersumei l'milsa. This was a unique situation because kishuf was widespread among women, and Shimon ben Shatach needed to go set an example. As the Braisa says, bezdin makin v'oinshin shaloy min ha-toyra, v'loy la'avar al divrei toyra, elo kadei la'asoy siyog l'toyra. The Chachamim may administer punishments which are not midiraisa because their intentions are not to violate the Torah, but to fortify the Torah. The Gemara explains the machlekes as follows. The Rabbanon hold eino isha nitlis because the pasuk says v'chiyeh v'ish chet ish v'loy isha. The word ish limits that only a man is hung, but a woman is not hung. While Rabbi Eliezer holds ha'isha nitlis, and the words ish chet teaches that ben soyer u'mayre niskal v'nitla. A boy who rebels against parents is both stoned, and his body is also hung. Regarding the Mishnah's halacha of Ein Donin Shnayim B'Yoyim Echad, Bezdin may not sentence to death two people in one day, Rav Chisda makes the following distinction. Lo yishanu elo b'misa achas ke'en shtei misais, kigoyin shtei averis, Ein Donin. Only for different averis, even though they both get the same misa, Bezdin may not sentence them in one day because ein ruay sein shavos v'layav shaluyune b'travayu. Since each avera entails different proofs, Bezdin cannot analyze both cases properly. Avo b'misa achas v'avera achas donin. However, for the same avera, for which they get the same misa, Bezdin may sentence both in one day because ruay sein shavos v'ef shaluyune b'travayu. Since each case entails the same proofs, Bezdin can analyze both cases properly. And accordingly, as Rashi points out, we must say that Maisa Deshim Ben Shatach Lav Avera Achas Hayu. The women had committed different averas pertaining to Kishuv, such as one was Baal Oiv and the other was Yidoini, for which Ein Donin Shnayim B'Yoyim Echad, and Shim Ben Shatach also Siog L'Shah. Zok the Mishnah. Ketzat Toilin Oisai. The Mishnah cites a machlokes on how to carry out the hanging. The Tanakhama says, "Meshakenes hakoyre ba'oretz v'ho'etz yoytze u'makiv shtei yodov zu al gav zu v'toyle oisai." They drive a wooden post into the ground, and another piece of wood protrudes from its top, and they tie the two hands together from which the body hangs. Rabbi Yosi disagrees and says, "Hakoyre muta al hakoysel v'toyle oisai k'derech shat habochen oisin." The wooden post was not put in the ground, but leaned against the wall, and the body was hung the way the butchers hang their slaughtered animals. The Gemara explains that the machlokes is based on the understanding of the following pasuk: Loisolin ivlosai al ha'etz ki kovar tikberenu. The word eitz implies bein betolish bein mechuber. The wooden post can be detached or attached to the ground, while the word kovar implies talush v'loy mechuber, because the post must be buried with the body immediately. The Tanakhama holds misha einoy mechuser ela kfura yotze zesh mechuser ketitza ukfura. Only a growing tree is considered mechuber and cannot be used, because it must be chopped down. But a wooden post is considered talush and can be used even though it's in the ground and needs to be pulled out, because as Rashi explains, Tlisha lav klumhi ein kan chisorin maisa. The act of pulling it from the ground is not a tedious job. While Rabbi Yosi holds, Misha einoi mechuser ela kvura, yotzo zesh mechuser tlisha ukvura. Even a wooden post is considered mechuber and cannot be used, because it still needs to be pulled from the ground. Therefore, we just lean the post against the wall, and it's considered talush, because no physical act needs to be done before burying it with the body. The Mishnah continues, Umatirin oisoi miyad. After they hang him, they immediately untie him, because imlon oiver alav b'loi sase. If the body was left hanging overnight, they are liable for a lav, because the pasuk says, Loi solin nevlosai alo eitz ki kover tikrenu ba yoim hahu. And the pasuk gives the reasoning, ki kilalas elokim talui, kloimar, mipnei mazeh talui, mipnei sheberechas Hashem, v'nimtza Hashem shemayim mischalal. This person was hung because he blasphemed and desecrated Hashem's name, and if he's left hanging, it will cause people to discuss his sin, which also desecrates Hashem's name. Rabbi Meir gives another meaning to the word kilalas. Bisho she'odo mitztair, shchina ma'loshon oimeres, kalani meiroishi kalani mizroi. When a person suffers from punishment, the Shechina is kaviyachol distressed as well. And the Shechina laments, I am weighed down from my head and arm. And the Mishnah adds, Im kein ha-mokoy mitztar al-domon shel rishoyim she-nishbach kal-vachoymer al-domon shel tzadikim. The Mishnah continues, V'loi zu b'vad omru elo kol ha-melin es-meisoy oivir b'loi saseh. The Isra of halon as-meis does not apply only to a person who is hung. It applies to every deceased person that was left unburied overnight. His relatives are liable for a lav because the pasuk states ki kover tikpirenu. The repeated word tikpirenu includes all meisim. However, helinu l'chvoidoi l'havi loy orin v'tachrichim eino over a lav. If they delay the burial for his honor, such as to bring him a coffin or shrouds, they are not liable. The Gemara proceeds with a question regarding kvura, the obligation to bury the deceased in the ground. Ibayluhu. Kvura mishum bizyoinahu, or mishum kaparahu. Is kvura also to prevent disgrace to the deceased, so that people should not become repulsed from his decomposing body? Or kvura mishum kaparahu. Kvura is only to achieve atonement for the deceased. As Rashi explains, the tehavile kapara behatmonazu, shemayridim mashpilim oisai betachtiyos. He achieves atonement from being degraded and that his body is lowered in the ground. And the Gemara explains the distinction lies in the Omar loy beina de likberua lahu gavra. If he gave instructions that he should not be buried, if mishum bizyoinahu loy kol kamine, he has no right to do so because this is also a disgrace to his relatives. But if mishum kaparahu ha Omar loy beina kapara, he does have the right to do so because he can decline his own kapara. And Rashi adds inami kavrile loy mischaper. Even if they did bury him, he does not achieve kapara. The Gemara attempts several proofs, but the question remains unresolved.